The next day, Henrietta's espresso machine and I are in the throes of a competition to see which of us produces the most steam. So far, it's neck and neck. Anger simmers in my gut as Lazuli and Larimar's whispered conversation burns in my memory. What joy can there be in beating everyone when they're human and you're half fish? It's not exactly a level playing field, is it? You did the same thing when you were little. I was just a kid. I quit before anyone noticed anything weird. Edie is almost 17. She shouldn't need the swim team by now. She's at where she's at, lass. Let her grow up at her own pace. Besides, it's good for her confidence. When Larimar sighed, it sounded so much like Mom, it gave me the shivers. It still does, even as I replay it in my mind. You okay, Edie? Jennifer, my coworker, asks as she pulls cartons of half and half and almond milk from the mini fridge under the counter to refill carafes. You seem distracted. Yeah, sorry. My sisters sometimes drive me crazy, that's all. I scoop grounds into a filter-lined basket and slide it into the coffee maker to brew a fresh pot. Hey, I've got four older brothers. Believe me, I get it. She chucks the empty cartons in the trash and screws the lids back onto the carafes. At least they're actually older than you. Well, you got me there. You and your sisters are the only triplets I've ever met. I hate sharing a bathroom with my brothers, never mind a birthday. With a light-hearted laugh, she whisks the carafes away, winding her way to the self-service station. My sisters and I share a lot of things. I don't mind that. What I mind is their inability to understand that the differences that make us fraternal triplets, visible on the outside, exist on the inside, too. Business at the cafe picks up, and I welcome the distraction. The hiss of steam from the frother, the gurgle of automatic drip, and the whir of the blender. It helps to drown out my sister's voices and, by extension, my mother's too. By my 7th half-calf frozen double-whip mochaccino, I've all but forgotten why I was upset at the start of my shift. Then, Seth walks in. My heart doubles its pace. I've never had the nerve to talk to him outside of taking his order at the cafe. He's a loner and projects a friendly but cool, please-keep-your-distance kind of vibe. I don't need to ask him what he wants. Much like his facial features, his preferred drink is etched into my brain. Double espresso with a side of steamed milk he can add himself. I think of it as a flat white for coffee lovers with trust issues. I give the requisite opener anyway, smiling. Welcome to Henrietta's. What can I brew for you? He surprises me by squinting above my head at the chalkboard full of cartoony drink possibilities instead of asking for his usual.
Yeah, I'll try and...
Seth glances over his shoulder as if to gauge the patience of the line behind him, except there isn't one. He spears me with a look.
What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink? I stammer, brain misfiring from the shock. Seth Foster wants to know what I like. This is literally the first time he's ever said anything to me besides,
the usual, please.
I'm lucky when I get that much. Half the time, Jennifer is working the register, and I have to settle for putting bubbles into milk that will shortly go down Seth's gorgeous throat.
Yeah, I mean, you work here, he says. You know all the best drinks. You've probably even invented some.
He leans forward, smile spreading across his face.
Got anything off menu that's good?
I fight back a laugh. The only secret in Henrietta's is the fact that I'm a mermaid. I say the first thing that comes into my mind, which is, unfortunately, the truth. I can't be witty on the fly like Lazuli. I like a cappuccino before noon, I tell him, and a drip coffee until 4. After that, I stop, or I'm a jitterbug and can't sleep. Kathy's criticisms about not being able to flirt with or even smile at guys echo in my head. I internalize my groan, pack down my embarrassment, and pretend I'm not lame. Jitterbug? Seriously? Were you born in the 50s?
A girl who likes the classics and keeps it simple.
Seth's smile is beautiful.
I'll take a plain drip coffee then. Can't say I've had one of those in maybe ever.
Sure thing. I'll get that right up for you. I give him his total and wait for him to finish the transaction. Jennifer moves to the register as I slide to the La Pavoni that Henrietta had shipped from Italy